graders?
Well, second graders are great. They're just a lot of fun to be with. Everything's new and exciting to them and fun, and they have no expectations to begin with of what they're going to see, I think, sometimes, and that's kind of the fun of it all.
So when you pull that big catfish out of the tank today,
right,
what is the reaction probably going to be, and how big is that bad boy?
Well, I'm hoping the reaction is lots of squeals and screams and freaking out and things like that. But reality is, I hope I don't scare them too bad. I'll just try prep them for that. It weighs probably, I don't know, I'd say 25 pounds now. At the end of the day, it's going to be a 50-pounder because it'll get heavier as the day goes by.
Where did you, is that out of the Mississippi River, or where'd you get that thing at?
That came out of the Rock River in up near Castle Rock, Illinois. I'm here representing the fishery side of it, but you know, conservation practices in land and ag use really affects how the fishery's health is, and so we like to kind of tie it all in together. And if we have good land usage, we have usually good water usage as well.
So what else do you have? A catfish in there? What else do you have in that? What other species in there?
Well, I have some bluegills, some green sunfish, some hybrid sunfish, some crappie, largemouth bass, channel catfish, flathead catfish, and a long-nosed gar. And then as far as turtles, I have a red-eared slider, a painted turtle, a snapper, and then also on the side, I've got a nice big fat bullfrog.